Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, a lot of wolf news going on. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. Last week, there seemed to be a lot of wolf news filling my email box. I'm not sure if there's a surge of this type of news being circulated, or if it might actually be that we're getting to the breaking point of getting these predators under control and dealt with. H.R. 845, also known as the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, is sponsored by Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin and Congresswoman Lauren Burbitt of Colorado. It now moves to the U.S. House and then onto the U.S. Senate. Ever since Colorado went crazy and started releasing wolves in cow country, the pace has been picking up as far as the stories are concerned about the harm that livestock producers have been having to deal with. Back during my Minnesota experience, there were similar tales of how those who think so highly about wolves have no problem about the idea that they don't mind having those with livestock pay the price. It would be a lot more fair if those who so strongly support expanding wolf packs should get to have them in their backyards, too. But that's not the way it works. Ultimately, the best solution will come with the start of no longer having the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service involved and no longer having the Endangered Species Act causing the hardships that livestock producers are now having to face. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.